I give you some info on a specific artist, and then of course you try and figure out who we actually talking about. Now this morning, a special young artist in studio with us, only 19 years old, people. She's with us and she's here. She's gracing us with her presence. Ladies and gentlemen, guys and girls, get up on your feet, clap your hands, stamp those feet, and make one hell of a noise for Mika Chapman.
Hello.
We've got a big crowd here for you this morning. A big, big, big crowd.
Wow.
Welcome to the studio, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
First and foremost, I think what we should do is you're only 19.
Yes, I'm 19 years old.
Still very, very young. You've got a nice accent.
Wow, thank you.
You're originating from KZN?
Yes, Kokstad, KZN.
Kokstad, KZN.
Yes.
Okay.
Kokstad.
Kokstad. Kokstad. Are your people chefs?
In Kokstad?
Yeah.
Chefs?
Yeah.
Eesh, I don't know.
Well, okay.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because chef in Afrikaans is kok.
Oh, that's
okay. Not other kind of kok, but kok. That's the thing that I'm talking about. Anyway, so what inspires you? How did it all start for you? Talk to us.
Yeah. Huh? So growing up as a toddler, me and my brothers, we were both so interested in music and dance, anything that involved music.
Okay, okay.
We grew up watching musicals. And then at about 6, I went to a music lesson with one of my best friends. And I was like, I went home and I said, oh my gosh, mom, I need to start music lessons now. So then I started with piano and then ukulele, then drums, then guitar. And then when I was 12.
And you can play all four of them?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Great.
Then at 12, I got to perform at the V&A Waterfront in Cape Town.
What happened there? At the amphitheater.
Yeah, yeah. So we performed.
What was the occasion?
It was our music teacher in Kokstad had this little band, and she wanted to take us on a little tour. And she took all of us. Like, we were all like 12. Like, we were so young. And we had our little band, the V&A Waterfront, and we just, I don't know how she organized it. She has connections. Yeah, and I just remember standing on that stage, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is what I want to do.
And like, the people are sitting and watching you guys. Was it the Saturday afternoon?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember, but it was so cool. Like, there was this one rugby team from KZN. They were also on tour.
Oh, okay.
And when they found out that we were from KZN, like, there was just like this connection. It was so cool. And then, yeah, then I was at 12, I wrote my first song with my best friend. And I don't know if anyone will hear that song.
Well, what's the name of the song?
It's called Scars. Scars.
Scars.
No, skies. Like blue skies?
Oh, skies.
Yes,
like
skies.
Sky.
Yeah, that's my KZN accent coming out.
Oh, okay.
Because
it can come out as guys, skies, skies.
Or skies. So,
yeah.
Scars
even.
Skies. Yes. And then I was like, yo, I want to carry on songwriting. So I stuck to it and then released my first song at 14.
Okay, but get back to that sky one. Did you write it together?
Yes, we did.
How did that work?
I remember, it sounds so dramatic, but I remember I was having like a really hard time I was in grade 7 and I was having a really hard time and I was just like, oh, it was too much. And I remember coming home and my best friend was at home and I was like, let's write a song. I don't know why. But then we ended up writing a song, and the song's about, like, you know, when you're having a tough time, just like, look up to the blue skies. Like, it's so dramatic, but it was so cute. Like, at 12 years old, it was really cute.
So your first song came out when you were 14?
Yes.
What's the title of that one?
Just to Be With You.
Just to Be With You.
Yes.
Oh, there's lots of personal stuff, right?
No? Yeah.
No. What happened? Why couldn't you be with that person?
No, so this is also quite funny. So Just to Be With You, I actually wrote in lockdown.
Okay.
When it was quarantine.
You couldn't be with...
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I was like...
Now, what did you want to do when you were that person?
You know, just to be in their presence.
Or just to chill.
Yes, just to be in their presence.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And video calls and those kind of things.
Your so many video calls. Let me tell you.
Okay. Does that person have a name?
Yes. No, it was my best friend. I was missing my best friend so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what did you do?
When after
you started writing the song,
yes,
and the lyrics is all about that. I hope you're not mentioning COVID in there.
No, I don't
mention. Okay, so I'm Mika Chapman is here with us, people. Young, 19-year-old. Sky is the limit, and of course, all her music. It sounds like it's all about realness and you're honest in your lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so what does the future hold? How does it look? What's the plans?
Sure. Do you know, at the moment, I'm just trying to work on my craft as much as I can. You know, getting better with the instruments, with music production. That's what I'm studying at the moment. So also working on that. And, you know, I really want to focus on building a proper creative team where, you know, just a team, like a Mika Chapman team. To move forward, help me to move forward, and in the future maybe a few songs here and there, maybe a few EP albums, you never know. Lots of shows coming up as well, but I definitely think maybe overseas sometime eventually.
Okay, so if you have an opportunity now to make a choice and to perform with someone,
yes,
who would it be?
Oh my gosh, it would be Will Lindley. If we're thinking like South African artist, Will Lindley. But if we're thinking like overseas, I'd say Olivia Dean. But that's like,
that's the kind of vibe.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, your favorite artist, any artist, South African, international, doesn't really matter.
It's 100% Olivia Dean. I don't even have to think about that one. Yeah.
But why Olivia Dean?
She's so elegant. Like, she's bringing like elegance back to the music industry, which is so special. Like, I think also, looking at a lot of the artists who are big these days, and like, this is a big topic, but like, seeing, you know, how the females dress on stage, like, I think a lot of the times also they say, oh no, you have to wear this type of outfit, you have to look like this. You know, Olivia Dean, like, you know, she shows that you can still be elegant and still, you know, sell out massive arenas and stuff like that.
Because that's the mindset. If you wear a proper dress or a garment, then you must be doing Celine Dion songs.
Exactly.
Because that's what the trend has been setting. But at the end of the day, it is quite interesting. You need to be yourself. That's the only thing. If you're authentic, that's the most important thing. So, a new song, your latest one, is titled
Don't Call Me Up.
What is that?
Don't Call Me Up.
Don't Call Me Up.
Don't Call Me Up. Yes.
Why? did you have enough? Don't Call Me. I'll Call You. Something like that.
You know, Don't Call Me Up is about setting boundaries. It's about a particular situation where.
Care to share?
I mean, I'll share a bit. So it's a situation where, you know, someone from the past resurfaced at like the wrong time. And you know, it can be a bit of a shock, and it was. And you know, I had to set boundaries, because sometimes it's a lot easier going back to what's familiar.
I'm reading into this whole story that when that person was supposed to show up, that person didn't. But now all of a sudden that one is showing up, and you're over that. You're way over that, and now it's, wach.
Yes, wach.
What is that?
Did she just say
wach?
Wach.
Can we play the song?
Yes, of course you can play the song.
Play the song, and then let's take a listen, people, if this can become a yay. Wacht, Zayman. Something like that. Let's take a listen.
Pictures of us in frames, they're collecting dust. 243 days, it's been 8 months. We both know that I'm not the one to save you. So boy, don't call me back.
It's a feel-good song. It's a real, actually supposed to be a dissing kind of song.
Yeah.
But it's got that great kind of vibe to it. Do you know Owl City?
Sorry, say that
Owl
again.
Owl City.
Yes.
It's almost like that Firefly song over there.
Okay.
That's the kind of same vibe that I'm getting from it. And I just love it. I just love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to hear your other songs.
Huh? Can I say something?
Yes, you may.
It actually gave a lot of chills.
Uh-huh.
Got that Oliver Dean kind of a feel in the beginning on it.
Mm.
Of it. Similar to what Will does as well.
Mm.
It brings a different side of South African music out. And I think you're about way before your time now. Huh?
Wow.
You know what the thing is, at the end of the day, you need to stay authentic. Right?
Yes.
Stay true to yourself. Yes, exactly. Influenced by this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, it's Mika Chapman. Mm. That's what it's about.
100%.
Are you guys family of Charlie Chapman?
No. No.
Don't you know? Have you asked your mom and dad?
I actually have. We actually not.
Are you not?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm so sure.
Charlie Chapman. Now, where's the surname coming from?
No, isn't it Charlie Chaplin?
Chaplin, yes.
It's Chaplin. Maybe you're thinking of Tracy Chapman.
No, I'm
not related to Tracy Chapman.
Where's the relation coming from? And where's the surname coming from? Chapman.
Chapman.
What does it mean, Chapman?
I actually don't know, but our surname actually used to be De Lacy Chapman. Uh-huh. It's French.
Uh-huh.
It's French. So it's De Lacy Chapman.
Okay.
And then far down the line, they changed it to Chapman. I don't actually know why.
But Chaplin, Saladin.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
just the L. That's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what is the where you performing? Are you performing somewhere?
Yes.
What's happening? Tell us about that.
So, in the beginning of April, we are performing at the Splashy Fen Music Festival, which is a very, very well known festival in KZN.
Mm.
And we have got a performance on the Saturday throughout the weekend. We are doing a few collaborations with other bands and artists.
Mm-hmm.
And then, at the moment, that's the biggest one for now. And then, there will be a few more later on during the year.
Okay, righto. So that's it. How can people get hold of you?
So on my socials, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, YouTube, Facebook.
And it's just Mika Chapman.
Yes, at Mika Chapman. Yes.
Mm. And I tell you, Vrim, you go well. Thank you
so
much for
Thank you so much for having me.
And spending time with us this morning. I really do foresee big things, great things, gevaarlike things happening in your career and with you.
Thank you so much.
Just stay authentic. That's the most important
thing. Thank you. Thank you, Grant.
Mm.
Thank you.